All right, Chandler, well, I guess go back to like the start of the season when y'all first came in for fall or spring practice. Did y'all think y'all would be at this point right here where y'all would be basically talking about possibly making the first NCAA tournament since 87?
I mean, absolutely. All the guys that came in and all the guys that returned, we had the mindset that we were going to get to Omaha. I mean, if that happens or if it doesn't happen, that's still going to be our mindset going into this week. I know there had to be some things chemistry-wise that we had to get closer, but and that happened. It's obvious. I mean, by the way we play, and if you come to the clubhouse and look at us now, everybody gets along. Like I said before, there's no cliques on the team. So it's always been in our mind that we were going to make it to a regional conference tournament, Super Regional Omaha, as far as we can go. Yeah. So, yeah, to answer your question.
Coach mentioned the Western Kentucky series as a kind of a turning point in the season. From your point of view, why was it a turning point? Like, what happened then that you can look back on and say, like, man, that was when really things started to click for us?
Yeah, just after we lost Friday night, it was kind of we just came to the realization that we're better than how we've been playing. We kind of, behind closed doors, one of the guys sent out a text to our group chat, and we just talked about it and knew that we all had to step up in our scenarios and as players and pitchers and whatever else. I mean, we just knew that we had to step it up to turn it around and get to where we wanted to be at the end of the season.
Coach was also saying, you know, because after that, I know you started to play a lot better, but that UTSA loss on the road Sunday, you know, he was saying how riding back in the bus, he was, you know, thinking about the RPI and it dropped a ton. And to be in the position y'all are now, like, just how much do you think these last, I guess, like 3-4 weeks has helped? Because, you know, he was saying how the RPI was in like 70, and in the last 3 weeks, I think y'all have 7 top 50 wins. So you kind of played your way in the last 3 weeks into the position you're in now.
Yeah, I mean, after that game, it was definitely heartbreaking because it was extra innings and we were looking to sweep that weekend. So just coming back on the bus ride, we just thought about it. Guys behind closed doors in our group chat, we just talked about how we need to keep playing well, need to keep winning the games that during the midweek games against the top 50 RPI teams. And on the weekends, of course, his conference play is crucial. But I think Western Kentucky, and then after we lost to UTSA, it was kind of the turnaround for the season that we knew that we had to keep winning. And I think we just know the importance of every game now and how it helped us get to where we're at today.
How closely were y'all following the RPI over the last month? It seemed like each time y'all were kind of sitting up there.
I don't know. I think after every game that we played or after every win that we had, I mean, last time we lost was Southern Miss, but that's a good opponent right there. But, after every game, we kind of paid attention to how we got ranked RPI-wise in the clubhouse. I mean, there's so many sources that rank you RPI-wise. So we had one guy saying we were 42nd, another guy saying we were 38th, you know, and just going back and forth about that. So it's kind of humorous in a way, but we definitely paid attention to it.
It's also kind of exciting in the sense that, like, it's the reality of it that, you know, we're inching closer each time to making postseason.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, seriously, from my freshman year to now, it's just a dream come true to where we're at, you know, because coming into when I signed here, I knew that I wanted to get to a regional and conference tournament and so forth. And to have the team we have now and the coaching staff that we have, it's awesome to see where we're at and where we've come from. So I think that's a big thing for us, is to just keep playing well and keep boosting our RPI and get to that regional.
Back to the RPI, any of y'all have like warrennolan.com bookmarked
on
your
do. There's a couple of guys that do. Yeah, we got a D1 baseball bookmarked on our phones, and Warren Nolan, of course, on Twitter and everything else.
What's the approach needed for like midweek games? Because we were just talking with Coach about how midweek games can often be overlooked, but you know, if you look at y'all's resume, the midweek games arguably are what's gotten you in the position you're in, with sweeping UL Lafayette and sweeping Northwestern State. That's four wins right there. What approach, or what I guess mindset, has Coach preached that has trickled down for y'all to take those games so seriously instead of just kind of another game in the middle of the week?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, every game is crucial to win because your conference games are teams that are ranked in the top 50 RPI, and like we play UL and Northwestern, top 50 RPI teams, and I don't know. I guess the mindset going in is just you should have the same mindset for every game, is that we're going in to win regardless of what it takes. But the toughest thing, truthfully, during midweek games is getting out of class and then coming to the field, because you kind of have to get out of that study mode and come to the field against a good opponent as well. So the preparation's always there with our offensive strategy, and I don't know what Coach Oz has for the pitchers, but I know it's real in-depth and good. So our coaching staff really helps us prepare for those midweek games. Another thing is that I know it's during the midweek, so people may not think it's more or it's as important as the conference games, but it truly is. When we went and played UL at their place, I mean, that was kind of, I guess, a stepping stone for us, is when we beat them to sweep that series. Then we had Northwestern the next week, so that was just, I mean, again, it's just crucial to win each and every game that you have.
How are y'all going?